Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back to 12 After the Hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Tom Clifton's here, too. Tom is a new friend. He's co-founder and head of B2B marketing at Animoto, which is a subscription-based web and mobile platform company helping people just like you and me, small business owners, to put their best foot forward in the marketplace with videos. And I've asked Tom to join us and talk to us about this, which is something I've been encouraging you guys to do all these years now, and a little bit about some research that they have on the topic. Tom Clifton, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Jim. It's great to be here.
It's good to have you here. You know, Tom, ever since our Creator put our eyes, together in the front of our skulls so we could have binocular vision, we've liked to look at things, haven't we?
We're
a visual being, aren't we? We like, we're not like cows. We have to turn our head sideways to see something. You know, we like seeing things straight on, right? And ever since then, that's the kind of beings we've been. And when somebody came up with the technology to put images dancing across the screen, we've been captivated ever since, haven't we?
Absolutely.
I remember television. You know, I'm old enough to remember the first televisions, and not the first televisions, not that old, but anyway, that was a big deal, and that changed society, didn't it?
Absolutely. You know, it's funny. It's not just images. It's moving images, and then you throw sound in there too, and you get the whole production, and it sort of. Yeah. Overwhelms your senses and you're captivated.
Yeah, you can't take your eyes off of it, and then along comes the internet, and we start looking at web pages, and the next thing you know, the web pages start moving. And
it's quoted something like 90% or 80% of all internet traffic is video. Something just through the roof. It's incredible.
Well, years ago, probably at least a dozen years ago, I started telling my audience. And mostly when the video technology became democratized, where more of us could have it ourselves without spending a fortune, I started telling my audience, you need to start pursuing video options. We've had other people on the show in the past who were in the video production business, and to talk about talk about these things. So now it's in the small screen, right? I mean, I was at a ball game yesterday with my grandson. And my 16-year-old grandson, 15 years old, I guess, and he wouldn't stop showing me videos. he's just sitting there. He's not watching his brother play ball. He's watching videos on his smartphone. And so, and they were pretty good videos, I must say. So people like this, and if they like it like that, then it's just a natural thing for them to like it when they try to do business with you, isn't it?
Absolutely. You know, video is becoming a must-have, and it's not really even for companies, just companies that can afford it anymore. It's even becoming a must-have for small businesses. You know, like you're mentioning, with the smartphones these days, now anyone can capture video in such high quality that it's more accessible than ever, and consumers are really starting to demand it. So did you say that was your nephew or your grandson?
It's my grandson, yeah.
So your grandson,
he's actually produced videos. He's at 14 he was producing little videos, and he's gotten pretty good at it. I mean, the technology is fall off the log easy, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. It's really incredible. It's becoming accessible for everyone. And that's what our study, so we did a survey recently, and our study actually dove in and found out that basically consumers these days want more video than ever. So your grandson, I mean, he doesn't want to watch, or go to a company's website and read about them. He wants to watch a video about them.
Mm-hmm.
And if there's not a video hanging up there at the top, he's skipping to the next website,
Yeah. And this is happening to all of us, and sometimes insidiously. But but the thing is, is that even the smallest company, one of the things that I've encouraged small business owners to do is on your homepage at least have some kind of a video that people can click on. If it's just, even if it's just 45-second message, welcome message from you. Hey, I'm Jim. Hi, I'm out of this company. I promise you, when you come to see us, you'll be really, we'll be taken care of. That's my promise to you. Hope to see you soon. Damn, that's it. You're over, right?
Yeah. You know, it's amazing. I actually feel like video is more important for small businesses than for businesses, like for bigger companies, because what you're selling as a small business is you, you know? It's the small business owner. So building that trust with your customers or potential customers is just super important, and video is one of the best ways to do that. Because you can speak directly to your customers. You can show your personality, build that trust, invite them in, say, hey, you should be coming and trusting me and buying from my products or services. I honestly don't know another way to do that except for video.
There was a time, Tom, when it was a big deal, an ordeal, getting anything, a new piece of copy, a new masthead, a new header, a new, let alone a video, up on your website. But that hasn't been the case for a long time, has it? We've had website technology that allowed not only, you know, on my own website, which is which is fairly elaborate. You know, we have control of certain parts of our website, and our webmaster has to do some of it, but we can control an awful lot of it ourselves, and it's not, it's not a $1 million website.
No. Putting the videos on your website these days is pretty much just standard. I don't think there's any website builder that I know that doesn't support video. And then, like you said, the creating of the video is becoming easier and easier. I mean, even that used to be the big ordeal. You know, you had to get video clips and photos and things into iMovie or Windows Movie Maker or one of those, and you had to work with all the editing lines, figure out the audio, and fade it up, fade it down, but not anymore. You know, there's tools out there, a lot of them, that help you out, make it really easy.
93% of their respondents said that video was helpful in shopping. 87% said it helped them do research. 93% said they looked for instructions after they bought. This is people, I mean, look at all the people learning how to do things and finding out about products on YouTube, right? By independent folks. Hey, I need your website, Tom.
All right, so it's called Animoto. So the company's called Animoto. It's Animoto's simple video editor that makes it easy for anyone to make these powerful professional videos.
Animoto.com, right?
Exactly.
When we come back, I'm going to get Tom to tell us about the company and...
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.